what we found was that Nigerians support democracy and they prefer it as the system of government that they want to live under. But what was very surprising was also the level of support for some values that are not reconcilable with democracy. So, for example, we have quite a number who would prefer to live in a military rule. And then there were those who prefer to have a president who should be elected without a tenure limit. And also that they should have a president that is not subject to checks by the parliament.
Also, there's a very interesting finding about what Nigerians think about key political office holders. What did you find?
We analyzed the question what Nigerians have a level of corruption, perception of corruption they find in office holders. And we were looking mainly at the officers who would be up for election. And we find that the legislator, for example, was considered the National Assembly members were thought to be the most corrupt. And that was followed up by another finding that they were the least trusted. But we also found that the president and his officials were thought to be corrupt by quite a number of Nigerians. And approval rating was quite low. It was the governors, the state governors, that had a little bit appreciable approval rating among Nigerians.
Daniel, as you know, every study, people look for the reliability of that particular study. Why should Nigerians or Africans listening to this believe in this study that you've done, this survey you've done?
As far as opinion surveys go, I think that Afrobarometer is top of the range. We interviewed 2,400 Nigerians drawn from a representative sample in Nigeria. And we conducted the fieldwork just in December 2014 and some of it in January 2015. So the data is very current. And the people we're working with are trained and they are very rigorous in cross-checking the quality of the data. So we are very satisfied with what went into the production of the survey.